مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Esteemed listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة، and our esteemed listeners of Sirius FM. The date today is the 2nd of Shaban 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 23rd of February 2023. This is our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. And we have our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuh, currently in Durban. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم زايد كان. ما شاء الله, we are in Durban and it's wonderful weather here, and you can hear the noise of the waves, and a helicopter just passed here, mashallah, and a wonderful, miraculous and magnificent view, mashallah, of the ocean. May Allah Jalla wa Ala make our khatima on iman, that when we see the signs of Almighty Allah, then we make shukr and we are grateful to Almighty Allah's bounties that are ever recurring upon us. More, just speak louder here, because there's a little bit noise from the ocean also, and I'm right up in high in the sky here. So mashallah, that just speak a little bit louder, so then we can know what you are really asking.
Mufti Saab, how's the programs there? And tonight, where is the program?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 2nd of Shaban 1444. Hence we're calling this journey and this trip here our Shaban tour to Natal. So we left on Tuesday, mashallah, from Johannesburg over Tambo. And then we landed here in Richards Bay, mashallah. And it's a small airport, and there were many, many helicopters there because, you know, the Russians, the Chinese, South Africans are having joint Navy drills. And then, mashallah, Tuesday night after Maghrib was our first program, and that ushered in the month of Shaban there in Richards Bay. They have a wonderful, beautiful masjid there, Masjidur Rahmah, and it is 15 years old, that masjid there. And they have two imams there. Maulana Ridwan Mansur is there about 15 years from day one. And then about 3-4 years now, Maulana Yasin is there. Maulana Yasin Tahir Muhammad. But they say Tar Muhammad. Originally it's Tahir Muhammad. So mashallah, both youngsters doing good work there. And I stayed there by brother Muhammad Lachka's place. And he's got two houses, one for himself and one like a holiday flat for his family and friends. So it was a wonderful day, mashallah, and the program went very, very well. Allah reward the trustees, our brother Ibrahim Chauhan and all of them as well. So that was on Tuesday night. Then Wednesday morning, we had a nice program, mashallah, that al-Ishraq, and you know, that mashallah, we spoke about the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving advices to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the five advices. Ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. So yesterday, the whole day we were there, we had program, mashallah, on bliss of marriage, and then we had Zohar Salat, and then lunch and so forth, and there after that, I have to sleep in the afternoon, you know that. And then we left from Richards Bay to here, in Pangani. So, you know, these places now, our Navy, the headquarters, the new headquarters is Richards Bay. And the traffic is so much, 600-700 trucks per day pass Richards Bay, and with the coal and so forth. And we saw the trucks also. So, you know, these are the new logistics of South Africa and so forth. Then we reached there yesterday, Asr time, and our host there was, mashallah, brother Haji Hafiz Ahmed Yusuf. And I knew his late father very, very well, Haji Harun, which called him Jackson. Allah grant his parents Jannatul Firdaus. So then we went for Asr Salat, and we had meals between Asr and Maghrib, and several ulama were invited and so forth. In Maghrib time, we were in a masjid, And then we had a talk there, very good attendance, both places, people from surrounding areas also came, and the programs went very, very well, mashallah. And this morning, we were here in the Musalla, here in Umslanga, mashallah, and we gave and delivered some advices. So today, inshallah, we will be tonight between Maghrib and Isha in Clare Estate and in Masjid Mahmood. These are the two brothers, the Maulana Badats, I call them. So inshallah, it will be live on, you know, Sirius FM and on Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And tomorrow, Jumu'ah, inshallah, we will be there at Avondale, you know, at the Musalla there. And then Friday night, inshallah, we will be there in Scottsboro, that is between Ispingo Beach and Zinto in the south coast, inshallah, Aziz. Also after Maghrib, that Moana Zamir Khan is there. So these are our programs, and then Saturday afternoon we return, inshallah, Aziz. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept it, Allah Ta'ala make it a means of hidayat, and Almighty Allah grant us that tawfiq, that we continue with this work till our last breath on this earth.
Mufti Sahib, our topic is on the month of Shaban. But before we go to the topic, we surprise Mufti Sahib never take part in the military drills with the Russians.
Yeah, I went to go see them, but I couldn't see the Russians and the Chinese. I was trying to look for them, but they got so much security, I wanted to see what they're doing. But it's a big boom, you must remember, for this place. Now, I think it's still a town that is, you know, this Richards Bay. But by the time I think the Russians and the Chinese and all that finish, and then the Navy takes over, then there'll be such a big boom there, then it'll be classified as a city, you know. So watch, Richards Bay is becoming something of a big boom center, inshallah. And it's good for South Africa. South Africa requires jobs and a boost to the economy and all these type of things.
Mufti Sahib, regarding the month of Shaban, what does the month of Shaban mean?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we start with that, for those of you who know Arabic, then these are the books I would recommend, and 90% of the notes that I will mention to you today's lesson comes from these books here. In the Arabic, mashallah, is a book called Ma'adha fi Sha'ban. What happened in Ramadan, what happened during Sha'ban, the incidents, which a big, great, major incidents, events took place. And the author is Sheikh Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki. The Sheikh Alawi Maliki, this author's father, was such a great, great scholar. Our great, great senior ulama, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, used to go to him and meet him, you know, that he used to teach dars and lessons there in the Haram Sharif. But he passed away a long time ago, so we didn't meet him, that is Sheikh Alawi al-Maliki. But this is Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Maliki. So I met him, I went to his house, I went to his jamia, attended his dars, and he delivered lectures in the Haram. But then politics comes in, and then they stopped and prevented him from continuing. But Allah Jalla Wala gave him great, great Kabuliyat, and so many students from abroad, Malaysia, Indonesia, and other places would come and stay there and study there by him, mashallah. So that's an excellent book. You know, you good in all this Google, and that you should Google it. Ma'adha fi Sha'ban, and the author, Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Maliki, he passed away, he's buried there in Makkah, in Mu'alla, you know. Second book is Lataiful Ma'arif, and this is a masterpiece also. And you should know about the author. You see on top you have Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Then you have his student, and his student is Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyyah. Then Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyyah student is Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali. So that is Lataiful Ma'arif. There's a masterpiece, excellent book that is. So every month they will tell you what's happening and what you should do, what you must abstain from, and so forth and so on. Regarding Shaban in the Urdu language, then remember that this is Urdu and Arabic. Our Honorable Ustad Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahib Hafizullah, if you have Darulum Fatawa, Darulum Zakaria, see the 9th volume, Al-Mujalladu Tasi'. So there you will find about 40, 50 pages or so, I think. that on the discussion of Sha'ban and wonderful different masail were asked, and then it is compiled that made it easy. So very, very interesting regarding Sha'ban. So you will find a lot of Arabic, a lot of Urdu there as well. And then there's another book there by Mufti Taqi Usmani, and that is called Shabi Bara'at Ki Tahqiq. Shabi Bara'at Ki Tahqiq. Now this book I have, all these books I have, alhamdulillah, that I mentioned. And you must remember that in this case here, the first half of the book is what Mufti Taqi Sahib wrote. And the second half is one of the ulama he wrote. So the second half is much greater than the first half. But obviously the author there is not famous. So therefore it's just Mufti Taqi Usmani. Because what he did, the second half, he took the Rijal and all the reporters of the Hadith, which people, you know, object on, and he made a thorough research, and they proved that the 15th night of Sha'ban, mashallah, is an auspicious night, and the fasting also, 13, 14, 15 is sunnah, and if a person fasts on 15 only, also it's good, and so forth and so on. So very academic discussion, Shabi Bara'at Ki Tahqiq, and the first part, the author is Mufti Taqi Usmani, but the second part, and that is the real interesting part for those who are serious students and ulama, who love to make and do some research, you know. And then in the English language, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, he wrote excellent books. I know about 2-3 books he wrote on Sha'ban. And if you just Google it, you will find it, some articles in the majlis and some, you know, books that he wrote. So all that are very, very informative and very, very interesting. So let's go to the starting. What is the meaning of Sha'ban? So this is taken from the book Ma'adha Fi Sha'ban. So he says, Tariqun fil Jabal, a path and a road in a mountain. So it means that what it means here, for in our context, Allah Jalla Wala gave us many ways, many paths to reach our muntaha, our ending. And our ending for a Muslim is Jannat al Firdaus al A'la. So you got fasting, you got 15 night of Sha'ban, we got self-purification, so many issues we got to do. So therefore, it is called Sha'ban. And if you want a similar word in the Noble Quran, chapter 49, Surah Hujurat, verse number 13, 1-3, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, Inna khalaqnakum min zakari wa unsa. Indeed, we created you from one male and one female. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha. In Islam, there's only two genders. To say there are 5, 10, 50, 100 and more, all that is shaitaniyat, absolutely haram. And people who promote this, LGBT and what have you, that they go out of the fold of Islam. You must remember that. There's only Adam and Eve. There's no Adam and Steve and Adam and Eve business in Islam. Therefore, we like the harami Putin also. So Putin says they did against LGBT and so forth. So anyway, Islam is a natural system. Thereafter, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا. See, Sha'ban, shu'ub. Then we made you into various nations. So see how many nations we are. We have the Africans, we have the Chinese, the Indians, and we have the Europeans, and it carries on and on and on. So how there is different nations, Almighty Allah gave us different ibadah to fulfill during this month of Sha'ban, qabaila, and different tribes, lita'arafu, so that you recognize one another, not litafakharu, not that you are proud and arrogant with one another. That is what we know and we saw in our South African history, where they told us white is right, that we are whites and we are the ruling party. You are non-whites and you must just listen. So obviously that is a racist policy, a crime against humanity. Same thing is happening today in the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. That we are the chosen people, the Jutlas and the Zionists, and you must just listen. So therefore they feel they can just shoot and kill and do whatever they want to. So Islam, Allah Ta'ala says no. All that is rejected and debunked and refuted in Islam. So Islam has a natural system. And therefore on this Mubarak month of Sha'ban, we urge and plead and beg the Ummah make special dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah for Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, Bahrain, Sharifain, Syria, Turkey, Libya, so many countries, and you see India also, that we at the minimum is we cry and we beg Almighty Allah for His divine assistance.
Mufti Sahib, what's the virtues of Shaban?
The virtues of Shaban are many. I'll mention to you a few of them. In Tirmidhi Sharif, it is mentioned, Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam was asked, Ayyu sawmi afdal ba'da Ramadan, that which fast is the best after the month of Ramadan? Qal, he Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sawmu Shaban li ta'zimi Ramadan. The fast of Shaban out of honor for the month of Ramadan. So we have Shaban, and today is Thursday, inshallah, that with the sighting of the moon, exactly 4 weeks' time, we will be fasting our first fast of Ramadan, 23rd of March, inshallah al-Aziz. So you must remember that, so we must try and fast as much as possible here during this month of Shaban. Second hadith and mentioned in Sunan Nasai, and his hadith is Sahih, hadith is Hasan, good hadith. So all these hadiths are very good. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people are yaghfulun nasu anhu. The people are unaware of this month between Rajab and Ramadan, and that is Shaban. And yurfa'ul a'mal ila rabbil alameen, that how the businessman has the annual financial year. So they look at their assets, their liabilities, their profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. So similarly, we also have a system for the whole entire year, Islamic year. So raf'ul a'mal takes place. Almighty Allah's knowledge, all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, but we must continue doing what Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi taught us. I love that my actions are raised up, mashallah, whilst I'm fasting. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. That are the speech Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. Now look at the action of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open Ibn Majah, open Mishkat, open Muslim Sharif, so many compilations. You will find Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, Sayyida Umme Salama radiallahu anha states, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the whole month basically. 1-2 days or so the Master alayhi salatu wasalam would leave out, or sometime more, but the majority portion the Master alayhi salatu wasalam would fast during the month of Shaban. So that is setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. However, let us take 2-3 different scenarios and cases so we know we are on the right path. Today is Thursday. Our sister Fatima Zainab Jamila, our brother Abu Bakr Umar Usman Ali are fasting sunnah fast. We will see, very good. Fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhbibkumullah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah and your sins are forgiven, Surah 3, verse 31. And thereafter, that we will pose the question, brother, sister, you kept today's fast, the sunnah fast, Monday, Thursday, 13, 14, 15. But do you have qaza fast from the time we became baligh and mature and obtain and attain the age of maturity, puberty? If we have qaza, so I know I was so many fast when we were young and so forth, you must remember, sometime due to illness, sometime due to traveling and so forth, whatever the reasons might be. So every person must know that did we keep all the qaza fast that we missed whilst we were baligh and so forth. So let's give and illustrate this point by an example. You have a business person, and this person has to pay his creditors, merchant A, B, C, X, Y, Z. He's not paying them, he's delaying the payment, but he's giving the masjid, he's giving the madrasa, darulum, this organization, that organization. So the lillah and so forth and so. So what good is all that? That you forgetting what is compulsory upon you and massaging our ego. People are saying, what a generous person and so forth. So we need to get the laws of Islam right. Al-ahammu fal-aham. Our priorities must be first the farz, wajib, sunnat, nafil, in that order, in that sequence. So in a case like that, we will say, brother, that from tomorrow, start keeping all the qaza fast. That is what Allah Jalla Wala will question us. Allah will not question us regarding the sunnah fast and the nafil fast. Yes, we have brothers, sisters, from time fast became compulsory and they were fasting and they kept all the qada or they never missed anything. So very good. Then keep the sunnah fast, the mustahab fast, the nafil fast. We'll encourage that and endorse that. So we need to learn all these lessons as well. You take the azwaji mutahharat, then if you look at the ahadith works, they used to fast during this month of Sha'ban, but they used to keep the qada fast first. That was the sunnah of the azwaji mutahharat, the honorable spouses of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A big lesson for our mothers and sisters. Many a time, last year, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, they were pregnant, then the next year came, they were breastfeeding, then the following year came, they were pregnant again. So remember that in all those cases there, that qaza is compulsory and payment will not suffice. You must be very clear on that, my sister, that fidya and payment is only for people who are very, very old. They don't have the taqat and the strength to fast. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُتِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ تُعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. So that is for people who are extremely, extremely old. And people who pay fidya are al-marizu da'im. People who are chronically ill, perpetually ill. So you, when you're pregnant, breastfeeding, you're not perpetually ill and chronically ill all the time and at all places, all times. So therefore, qaza is compulsory. We should not be looking for loopholes in Sharia. We should have the faqquh fi deen, the deep, profound understanding of our religion, our deen of Islam.
Mufti Sahib, what are the prescribed du'as, supplications to read for this month of Sha'ban?
MashaAllah, today is, you must remember, still the 2nd of Sha'ban. This is the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. Therefore, the Quran Sharif is in Arabic, the Sunnah Mubarakah in Arabic, and the language in Jannah and Paradise will be Arabic. And he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spoke Arabic. So what is that? It is a language that stood the test of time. See, just take this easy example. If I ask you, Maulana Zahid Khan Damat Bakatum, I ask a professor of English, he's a linguistic professor, give me how many names there are for the moon in English. He will say crescent, moon, maybe one, two other names. And thereafter finish. In the Arabic language, you must remember, every 3 nights, the name of the moon changes. First 3 nights, it is called, like tonight, it will be the 3rd night. So it's called Hilal. And thereafter, it will change for the 4th, 5th, 6th, that. Then you come to the full moon. The full moon, the 14th night, is shining, glittering in its beauty and magnificence. So it's called Laylatul Badr. See? That is the richness and glory of the Arabic language. So now we have 4 or 5 du'as. And I mentioned it in my first lecture. No problem, we repeat it. Number one, we should be reading Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. O Almighty Allah, make this month of Sha'ban. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin is mentioned in Abu Dawood. See Hilal. Hilal literally means raf'us sawt, to raise your voice. See, there's the moon. Chan ho gaya, there's the moon, the crescent. So, Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin in Abu Dawood. Ya Allah, make this month of Sha'ban in this instance a month of khayr and goodness, wa rushdin, righteousness. And this is for every month. Remember that every Islamic lunar month. Thereafter, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu's hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Ubadah bin Samit is buried there next to Aqsa al-Mubarak. When you emerge from the masjid and you see on the right hand side, the graveyard cemetery is there. So he is buried there. So he and his wife, honorable wife, Haram, is buried in Cyprus. See where and where Sahaba, male and female, for the propagation of deen they went to. So he states, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read the following dua when the new lunar month starts. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Ala hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So that every Muslim knows, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Thereafter, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, I ask of you the best of this month. And then the second part of that, also in Musnad Ahmad, wa a'udhu bika min sharril qadr. Wa a'udhu bika min sharril qadr. Oh Allah, I seek you for your protection from the evil of the destiny. Ya Allah, mari kismat ko badal de. Ya Allah, change our destiny from the unfavorable to the favorable. That is what you are asking, Ya Allah. You know in hadith in Tirmidhi, ad-du'a'u yaruddu al-qadr. The du'a can change taqdeer and destiny sometimes and occasionally. So, wa'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr and wa min su'i al-hashr. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from the evil, the day of resurrection, the day of the congregation, the day of justice. We must not be made to stand with the enemies of Islam. Surah Yasin teaches us, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Oh, you criminals, stand one side. So one side will the mu'mineen, mu'minat, the muslimin, muslimat, and the other side, the criminals will be there. So look at how beautiful the dua is in the ending. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. And then, wa'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr, the evil of taqdeer and destiny, and our predestination and fate, F-A-T-E. And you must remember, wa min su'il hashr, the evil of the day of resurrection, the day of justice. And all these are good ahadith and so forth. Then the last hadith in Tirmidhi, and how important for us in South Africa to read it. That Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah. Ya Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety, security, preservation, protection of our Iman and Islam. And Ya Allah, you grant us that ability, divine capacity, ability, capability. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda, to say those words and do those actions that are beloved to you and pleasing to you, Ya Allah. You are my sustainer, nourisher, and you are the sustainer, nourisher of the universe and the celestial creation, Ya Allah. Authentic hadith is sahih in Tirmidhi Sharif. So these are three du'as related to the moon, the crescent, every month in the beginning. Then for Shaban, we continue with the du'a mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and Bayhaqi. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during this month of Shaban, and spare us for the holy sacred month of Ramadan. When we study our Salafi Sali, our pious people, 6 months before Ramadan, they were crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, let me experience another Ramadan. They knew the value of it. And then after Ramadan, the following 5 months again, they would beg Almighty Allah for qabooliyat and acceptance. Ya Allah, whatever good deeds we did during Ramadan, after Ramadan, post Ramadan, you accept it, O beloved Allah. So that is how they used to. Then Ubadah bin Samit's hadith again. Another hadith mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and mentioned in Tabarani. And he says, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this dua. Now in Shaban, we should read it. Till we reach Ramadan Mubarak, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Ya Allah, save me, protect me for Ramadan. No mishap, no accident, no kidnapping. Allah forbid all these type of things. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لِي وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا plural collectively, and protect Ramadan for us. No real unnecessary controversy regarding the moon or other issues and so forth and so on. That does not mean we must be silent. When we see wrong, we must continue with Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahy anil Munkar, Al-Hubbu lillah wal-Bughzu lillah. So we love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah's sake. So all that must continue. Many a time people confuse issues or they blow the fuses of other people. That's wrong. And the dua continues, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan ali, wa sallim Ramadan alana, wa sallimhu li mutakabbala. Ya Allah, you accept it from us that all the speech, good deeds, actions that we are carrying out during this month of Ramadan, you accept it in your court. So I told you the Ravi reporter Ubadah bin Samit, and remember, if you want to make research on this hadith, you will find it in Kanzul Ummal, or you will find it by Imam Tabarani, or in Hayatul Sahaba, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandelvi Rahimahullah. His book was written in Arabic, the original work, then afterward translated in Urdu and English and various languages. So there you will find it, the Hayatul Sahaba in Arabic, mashallah, wonderful print there is nowadays, in 3 volumes, and some places you get it in 2 volumes. So anyway, so that places where we can find these type of hadiths, we should learn these du'as and teach it to our students, our children, and inshallah, Ramadan will then become much more fulfilling, physically, spiritually, mentally, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll go for a halfway break, and then inshallah, after that, we will continue.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Saab, with regards to Shaaban, can Mufti Saab tell us about the Banu Mustaliq, the battle of Banu Mustaliq?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember that during this month of Shaaban, various incidents would take place. And therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the Noble Quran. 3 verses come to mind. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, the last verse, verse 111. Indeed, in these events and episodes and anecdotes, remember that there are lessons to be learned. But who will take heed and listen? Only those people who are the intelligent people. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sira Mubarakah, we all should be reading. Ya Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you look at ayat wa tilkal ayyam nudabiluha bainan nas. Allah Jalla wa Ala, let these days and nights and time that it rotates for human beings. Sometimes we are so healthy, so wealthy, so famous and rich and what have you. And then Allah Ta'ala's lati punishment comes and the person then becomes so ill and sick. Allah forbid, or becomes a pauper or disgraced everywhere and so forth. Allah protect us all. So remember that is the meaning of Watilkal Ayyam Nudavid Abinanas. Then you find, in other words, Almighty Allah says, وَذَكِّرُهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ, remind them of the days of Almighty Allah. So what does it mean? All the major incidents, events that have unfolded in the past, remind people. History will motivate us for the future. History will motivate us in such a manner we do not repeat the mistakes of the past in the future. And our Islamic history is unique. Remember that it's not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. And that is the black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true two scholars of Islam, and the red, red blood of our martyrs and shuhada. That is the unique dimension, aspect of Islam and history. So study Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find it is the 3rd of Shaaban, the beginning of the month, and like today is 3rd of Shaaban in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine. Whether we agree with them or not, that's a separate issue, but it is the 3rd, right? The official date there. And by us is the 2nd of Shaaban, obviously, and it is the 5th year of the Hijrah. So you must know that first year was Muwahat. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought about unity, solidarity between the Muhajirin and Ansar, and that is, you must remember, the migrants and the helpers, and Aus and Khazraj, that is the tribes in Medina, were waging war for over 100 years. You stole my camel, you stole my goat, you stole my animal, and it carried on for 120 years. So unity came into them with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِئْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And that is the first year. Second year, Badr took place. Third year, Uhud took place. Fourth year, Khaybar took place. This is fifth year, Ghazwa-e Bani Mustaliq. It's also known as Ghazwa-e Muraysiya. So Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba went there and so forth. Allah Jalla wa Ala looks for bahana and excuses to elevate people. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in chapter 94, Surah Alam Nashrah, verse 4, what Allah says, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Your name is Nami, your Ismi Grami, we have elevated it, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iza dhukirtu dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, then your name is Nami, your Mubarak blessed name is taken. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Adhan, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, then ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So therefore we must remember that when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she was very young. But what was the intention? The Master alayhi salam's rank is already elevated, exalted. Siddiqa Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, whatever was humanly possible, he did. His wealth, his energy, his talent, everything he gave to the Master alayhi salam by wahi revelation. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Siddiqa, the daughter of Siddiq Akbar of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Why? So both of them, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq's rank and status will be exalted by virtue of being the father-in-law. And the wife, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, her rank status will also be exalted, elevated. Now she is not Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha only, she is Zawja Mutahara, the honorable wife of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So look at how Allah loves her. I give you three incidents. In qata'a iqdun li. Before this incident, she lost her necklace. And the Sahaba, her own father, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, was so upset. Now everybody has to wait. Now we're looking for water. We can't find water. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the ayat and the verses of the Yammum. That ablution with sand. Ablution with water, we all know. But this is the distinction of this ummah and the sababul wurud, sababul nuzul, all that, the reasons, circumstances, was Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq losing her necklace. Now, in this battle, they were returning, finished, going back to Medina. They, the Sahaba, thought that she is in the Hudaj, in that means of conveyance that they are. She was very young, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. She went to look for her necklace, got lost. When she came back, she saw and noticed the hudaj is missing. So in those days, they used to have mu'akharatul jaysh. One person right at the back. If somebody lost some valuables or somebody got lost or something, then that person would show them what to do and how to do. So he saw Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Fifth year of the hijrah, the ayats of hijab and parda were already revealed. But before that, he saw Sayyida Aisha and he said, Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. And thereafter, he said, that fine, that you go on the camel and so forth, and he will go walking and whatever. So that is the incident. But the munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and them, who is the leader of the hypocrites, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, they saw this and then they started making wild allegations, accusations against Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. When people made wild accusations, allegations against Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, Allah Ta'ala used the baby, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Inni Abdullah. And when the people made allegations against Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, again Allah Ta'ala used the child. But when people made allegations, accusations against Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, فَبَرَّأَهَا اللَّهُ. Allah himself exonerated her. Allah himself said she's not guilty. And that is the rank and status of Siddiqa bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma, who read Surah 24, Surah Nur, verses 11 to 26, 16 verses. Therefore, Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha used to say, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. Teach your female surah an-nur. There are so many issues there, social issues, other issues, that the lady must know. She can't take it for granted the husband will do everything. No, it's a partnership, so her share she should do, and the husband must do his share. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Saab, going to the next question. Can Mufti Saab speak and tell us about the death of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu?
Remember, again, you have to go to the background and understand things in their proper perspective. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's parents are who? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. So their nikah and marriage took place in the second year of the Hijrah, during the month of Ramadan. And if you want a reference, go open Musannaf Abdul Razak. And you know, Battle of Badr took place on 17th Ramadan on a Friday, second year of the Hijrah. So last 10 days, so the nikah took place, mashallah. So it shows that to perform nikah during Ramadan is permissible. Also a sunnah. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiyin. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the most beloved daughter and the leader of the women in Jannah, wa Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So she, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, at the time of her marriage was 15 years old and 5 months old, 15 and a half almost. So we should know all this. So this was the second year. In the third year, remember that Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was born. Some people think that Sayyidina Hassan and Sayyidina Hussein are twins. That's wrong. They're not twins. Yes, definitely they are brothers. Then in the fourth year, remember this, on the 5th of Shaban, and it was the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born. For us, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, to love Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein is an integral part of our Iman. That Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take his siptain, his beloved grandchildren and grandsons, and his beloved Nawasa, and take them in his arms, Mubarak arms, and kiss them, embrace them. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Oh Almighty Allah, I love Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. Wahibbahuma, you also love them, Ya Allah. Wahibba may you hibbuhuma, and love the one who loves them, Ya Allah. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, authentic. Al Hassan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shabab Ahl al Jannah. They are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. One day, Sayyidina Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam walking in the opposite direction, Sayyidina Hussein was alone. He saw his beloved Nana, respected Nana. His maternal grandfather, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then his children will do that. Then he went right, Nabi alayhi salam went, then he went left. And wahuma yudahikan. Open Ibn Majah, you will find it. And both of them are smiling at one another. The master alayhi salam, he wants to catch and grab his beloved grandson. You know, as a nana would want to do. And remember, he is like playing, like, you know, that the runaway. The Master alayhi salam catches him and then embraces him and then kisses him and says, how much I love you, O Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda. Quran Sharif teaches us, Kulla as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. That say, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no recompense, but you must love my kith and kin. So one is to love Almighty Allah and follow the commands of Allah. Second, to love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow his teaching, preaching. Third is to follow Ahlul Bayt. So Ahlul Bayt refers to the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, the honorable children of the Master alayhi salatu salam, the honorable grandchildren of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So all this are the Ahlul Bayt. So we must love each one of them. And that is something that's an integral part of our belief. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu grows up there in Medina Munawwara. Then the political changes takes place. First you find Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then Sayyidina Umar, then Sayyidina Usman, then Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred, remember, by Abdurrahman bin Muljim on 17th Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah. And thereafter, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa for 6 months. that also Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesies and hadith in Bukhari Sharif, inna ibni hadha sayyidun la alla Allah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyatayn azimatayn min al-muslimin. He will bring about reconciliation between the two big groups of this ummah. So he left Iraq and then he went there to Damascus, Syria, and he said and told Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu that I am now resigning and you must take over the mantle of Khilafat Imarat from the year 41. The year 41 is known as Amul Jama'ah. You say, Wulidan Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Amul Fir. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak, auspicious birth took place in the month of the elephant. So 55 days prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam auspicious birth, the incident of the elephants took place. Then now, yeah, we see one Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen. Everybody, every male took oath on the hands of Amir Muawiyah. And remember that he went to Aqsa. There also he took an oath of allegiance from his people. And the wonderful book in English, Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. And that is by the European, the Council of Europe. So you will find it there. So all that happens. Then on 22nd Rajab, the year 60, he passes away. Who? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And then Yazid comes into power. So he said that Hussein radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah ibn Umar and them said, no, that this a Sahabi should have been chosen and not a person we feel that he's not worthy of this. So anyway, there was a difference of opinion, and then he leaves from Makkah. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, it is the 60th year of the Hijrah. It is the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, Yawm al-Tarwiyah. The people are leaving Makkah, going to Mina and for Hajj. And he decided that day that he's leaving Makkah and going to Iraq. So many letters came from there and so forth and so on. But remember the Sahaba, senior Sahaba, they begged him, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, his own brother, he was a member, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, and them said, don't go, that this Iraq is Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. So, but taqdeer, you know, so he went, and then what happens is, he gets martyred. Where? In Maidan-e-Tufuf. And the place is called Karbala with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. I went there also. And you see that who are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Then you must go to the Shia books and then you will understand it. I'm giving you reference of all these books here. Number one, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu rafa yadehi, raised his Mubarak hands, wa da'a ala shiatihi, and he cursed his Shias. The people who invited him, they said they will defend him. Today they murdered his people, the Ahlul Bayt. And then he made dua against them. Therefore, you see trouble in Iran and Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, all that Lebanon, Syria. So the dua of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is working up till this day. Thereafter, you must remember that his son, that is the son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Zainul Abidin. So, rahimahullah, he says that, and this is, the first one of Sayyidina Hussein is written in the book's name is Irshad, Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. And the second one of Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, the son of Sayyidina Hussein, who's an eyewitness to the martyrdom of his father, he says, tomorrow, what answer will you give Nabi alayhi salam? The Master alayhi salam will address you and say, Qatiltum itrati, you murdered my grandson. Wantahaktum hurmati, you desecrated our exalted rank. Falastum min ummati, you're not in my ummah. So what answer will they give? Then Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's daughter, Sayyida Fatima Sughra. So his mother is Sayyida Fatima al-Kubra. So his daughter, Sayyida Fatima Sughra, she was so emotional. When she saw the martyrdom of her father, she said, that tabbal lakum, wa la'natullah alaykum, Allah ta'ala curse you, all my ta'ala decimate you, and Allah ta'ala annihilate you. And then she told him, you killed my father. these enemies in Ihtijaj by Tabrasi, you will find the incident of Hazrat Zainul Abideen and Hazrat Fatima Sughra. So remember that these are the shaitans and the people who came to destroy this ummah, as mentioned by Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykhul Islam, in his fatawa, that the Shia, whom ashaddu al-Muslimin min al-Yahud wal-Nasara, they are worse than the Jews and Christians. So they read poetry. They said, قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِ by Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. None of our works, all these are Shia books and so forth. Yes, we killed and murdered and martyred Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. We martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and we submarted them with swords. And you must remember with spears and that, so made in India. And remember in A'yanu Shia it is written that today, why are we, the Shias, I mean, blaming the Muslims? So you must remember that the Shias perpetrated this heinous crime and not the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Therefore, those who are involved, Almighty Allah deal with them and punish them. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, we've reached the end of our fiqh program. Any lasting advices from Mufti Sahib?
Yes, you must remember that tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. So read abundant Durood Sharif. This ayat of Durood Sharif was revealed in Shaban also, as mentioned by Sheikh Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki in his work. So Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki, Mada fi Shaban. So every day we should be reading abundant Durood, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but more so on a Friday. That is the command and instruction of the Master, alayhi salam. Authentic hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah, Akthiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jum'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a Friday. So inshallah we do that, Almighty Allah will reward us. And tonight, inshallah, we'll be live at Masjid Mahmood in Clare Estate on Sirius FM, Radio Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This brings us to the end of our fiqh program. Inshallah, the podcast will be prepared by our engineer, Brother Suleiman Isop, inshallah. Thereafter, we will head for the news for 12 with Brother Suleiman Esop. Thereafter will be the English lecture by Mulana Harun Abbasumar. And then from 1 to 1.30, Tafsir by Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sa. 1.30 to 2, Tafsir Archives. 2 to 3 will be the current events, the current issues. And that is by Brother Yusuf Ali. Thereafter, inshallah, the rest of the programs will be in place, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.